Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone podcast. I am Paul Scheer, and wow, what a Thanksgiving I had. I know that some of you thought I was a little bit depressed yesterday, and I was until I stumbled upon a soup kitchen. And I have to tell you, I met some amazing people there and had some amazing soup. And by the way, this is what they don't tell you about soup kitchens. It's just not soup. The soup that they do have is very good, but there's also like food, and we had turkeys and fun times. And I realized something when I was at that soup kitchen. I was like, I haven't asked the older crowd about Stallone. I've kept this, you know, very hip, very Hollywood. I mean, that's what I am. You know, I'm a tastemaker. I'm in, you know, the public consciousness. You know, ask me about The Voice, I'll tell you my opinions. You know, ask me about Jane the Virgin, I've watched it. You know, let's talk about Arrow, I'm there. You know, I want to talk about Instagram, I want to talk about Twitter, I want to talk about Twitch. I have streaming accounts, you know, I don't have a landline. But what about the people, the other people, the older people that are out there who have opinions about Stallone? They've been woefully unrecorded. They've been woefully unrepresented. And I am going to unwoefully switch it up. So here's a new segment on the show called Talking to My Friends at the Soup Kitchen. Hey everybody, welcome to my new segment of the show where we talk to the greatest generation about Sylvester Stallone. I'm talking to Al, who is dressed in a Beverly Hills Cop 3 shirt. He is wearing some sort of army hat, and I just want to get into it about action, movies, movie stars, and his opinions on Sylvester Stallone. So here we go. Okay, who would you say is your favorite actor of all time?
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman. Now, Dustin Hoffman, obviously a smart guy. Like, is there an action guy that you really like, you relate to? Like a guy in action movies?
What's that bald headed guy's name?
Telly Savalas?
No.
Jason Statham?
No. Can't think of his name.
What movie is he in?
There's always a series of it. It's just like two or three that were in a series.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce.
All right, Bruce Willis. Now, do you kind of think that Bruce Willis, you combine like the brawn of Bruce Willis and the smart acting of Dustin Hoffman, you kind of get this amazing merger, like someone like Sylvester Stallone. He's kind of like the best version of those two guys, right?
Sylvester Stallone. I don't think he was as literate as Dustin Hoffman. You know, I mean, I think you, even though I know he wrote, but I don't know if that's a good.
You know, like, all right, but I mean, where does he fall in your pantheon of favorite actors? It's Sylvester Stallone. Is he high up there for you?
No, medium.
Medium.
What could he do better to make you more of a fan?
Maybe say a few more words.
More words. And do you buy that he's still a viable action star, even though he's a little bit of an older guy?
Yeah, he still does stuff.
Yeah.
People like to watch him.
So more words. You'd like to see him, he's still viable. What would you say is your favorite Sylvester Stallone movie?
I guess Rocky.
Rocky. Have you seen the sequels?
A couple of them, yeah.
They hold up as good?
As the original one? I think the original.
And if I said to you right now, you had a ticket to see a Sylvester Stallone movie or any other movie in the world, what would you see?
Any other movie in the world.
Any other movie in the world. So basically, you have the choice between a Stallone movie or anything else. What would you pick?
Old movies?
Old movies, yeah.
Sure. Old movies. I think maybe one with Dustin Hoffman, the that little big man, Little Big Man.
Little Big Man. All right, so Little Big Man over every Sylvester Stallone movie. Yeah. All right, and I will just ask you my final question. Have you ever, you've never met Sylvester Stallone, have you?
No.
All right, and do you have any advice for anyone trying to meet him?
Go to Philadelphia.
Because of the Rocky statue.
Right, he hangs out, I heard, near there.
That's great. All right, thank you so much. Great segment. That was a great news segment. Wow. Who knew? Who knew that, you know, that's some good advice, some solid advice for anyone out there who, or not anyone, specifically Sly Stallone. That's great advice for him. So more words. Man, I should have done a Dustin Hoffman podcast. I guess I should. There's still time. Anyway, enjoy your weekend. I know I'll be enjoying some delicious meals courtesy of the Hollywood St. Vincent's Church.
Pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.